Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. My name's Andy Hammond.
Hi, Andy.
I got a letter from you guys about business financing.
Yes, yes. Do you want to just start off with that 16-digit reservation code? I'll pull up the file.
Oh, okay. It's 2511.
Uh-huh.
0501.
Uh-huh.
0018.
Uh-huh.
2120.
Perfect. All right. You said this was Andrew Hammond that I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Perfect. And business looks like Mountain Broadband LLC?
Yes.
Perfect. Is that also the DBA name as well?
It is.
All right. So I just got a few pieces of information I need to confirm here on file, then I can go ahead and answer any questions that you might have. And you said that I'm speaking with Andrew Hammond, right?
Yep.
And you are 100% owner for you guys?
Yep.
Perfect. How long have you been in business for out there?
About four and a half years.
Okay, 4.5. And then could you confirm your address for me?
2590 South Zephyr Court, Lakewood, Colorado.
Okay, it looks like we had a different one for you guys.
You sent it to P.O. Box.
The P.O. Box? Yep, in Golden.
Golden, 80402, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Are you guys, do you have multiple locations or?
No, that's just a P.O. Box.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Physical address is different, though?
Yeah, the corporate address is actually my address.
A home address?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Could you just repeat that for me one more time?
P.O. Box 18770, Golden, Colorado.
Okay, gotcha.
80402.
Gotcha, gotcha. And then best phone number in case we get disconnected?
720-435-3309.
Perfect. And then do you have a good email
but
for you, Andrew?
Not, may not use it for sales or sending me anything or whatever.
No worries. Okay. Yeah, no worries, just in case it gets disconnected. Go ahead.
My email address is Andy, A-N-D-Y, at M as in Mary, C as in Tom, mm-hmm. N as in Nancy, B as in boy, B as in boy, .com, mtnbb.com.
Perfect. And then how do you structure the business? Do you go by Andrew or Andy?
Andy.
Okay, how do you structure the business, Andy? S-Corp, LLC?
It's an LLC. It's going to change to an S-Corp here within the next 45 days.
Okay, you're already in the process to make that change?
Yeah, I'm already talking to a shark about it. I mean, I'm sorry, an attorney.
All right.
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, we have a few different programs here depending on what you're looking for. So if you want to just let me know what you're looking for, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, we could use $200,000.
Awesome. You looking for a full $200,000 or any more,
yeah.
Any less?
No, that should be just about fine. We've got a budget made out.
Okay. What would you guys be using that for?
Another piece of equipment and more fiber optic cable.
Okay. So, you know, we also finance the equipment as well, so... It's our secured loan, so would you be looking to, do that into the equipment or more just get cash and kind of use that as you want?
Well, we're going to hire another employee, so we're going to need to have the difference between when we hire that employee versus when the revenue, you know, can
mm-hmm.
substantiate having the other employee.
Definitely. What did you just say the machine was you guys were going to get?
Another lift truck.
Okay, so a truck.
Yeah.
How much was that truck just ballpark cost?
40.
40? Would you maybe be interested in, we could get you some capital and then we could do the truck separately through equipment?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times we can get you
dollars come out the same.
typically, they're two different programs. So the equipment is our secured loans, and then the capital is our unsecured loans. So with those equipment, you're going to be looking more at, you know, a typical car loan, 2 to 5 years, lower rates on that. And with the cash is unsecured. So, you know, more short-term loans on that. But, yeah, do you have a vendor for that truck you were looking to bring on to, or just kind of shopping around?
We do.
Okay, and no, who is that?
It doesn't matter right now. You haven't answered one question of mine, so I'm not interested in giving much more information.
Well, what's the question you have?
I want to know what your rates are.
Okay.
For the loans.
Okay.
I.e., if you're going to separate them, the business and then the capital.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's going to. I mean, probably 75% of it's going to be used for.
Capital.
A new lift truck and fiber optic cable.
Okay.
You know, and I'm paying roughly 40% of what everybody else in the world is buying fiber for. So I can go some ways on it.
You cut out right there at the end. What was that last part? Sorry.
A lot less money than normal corporations are in fiber.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, well, you know, we have a few different programs here, so it really just depends on a few things. You know, to kind of give you a little better idea, one of our big factors is annual sales. What did you guys do for, you know, this last year, 2015, in sales?
We're just at $1 million.
Okay, and what are you guys tracking for this year?
No, I mean, well, that's this year.
Okay.
That's what we're going to hit. This year. Last year we did 800 and some odd thousand.
Okay, that's a pretty significant jump. What do you guys change up this year?
Oh, we didn't change up so much as we just expanded our area and started moving forward that way, keeping moving forward that way. We've been growing steadily the whole time. What we've changed up now is we've also started installing fiber optic equipment all over the place. So that works, and the revenue from that is much better than the straight wireless.
Right.
And it's a lot more stable platform. Not that the wireless is bad.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, wireless, I can't shoot through trees. I can't shoot through rocks to hit you. But
right.
Fiber, I can just go down the road and hit everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And so, you know, where guys are paying $2 a foot for, say, a 48.
Mm-hmm.
64 strand fiber, I'm paying 45 cents a foot.
Wow.
Because I go buy the remnant pieces from long haulers.
Uh-huh.
They might have a 3-mile stretch piece left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, none of my runs are 3 miles long, so I mean, I just go pick it up for next to nothing.
Yeah, and then put it to work.
And then that effect is the same. It's a good little niche market.
No, I gotcha. It sounds like you guys have, you know, definitely taken advantage of that, and you know, definitely headed in the right direction as well. Also, so basically, you know, how that capital works is we take a percentage of what you guys did in the sales, and then we're able to unlock that back to you guys as unsecured cash. So that's why I asked about those sales. Another one of our factors that we have is credit too. What's your personal credit like?
I don't know, 780.
Okay, so, you know, upper sevens in?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had it checked?
I don't know, about 2 months ago.
Oh, nice. All right, so, yeah, definitely shouldn't be an issue. How'd you get in the industry as well? Did you kind of just, you know, want to start up the company yourself or previous work?
No, I got in. I was with the government. I was an electronics dumbass. for the feds.
Mm-hmm.
I did warrants. I served warrants for the federal government.
Oh, nice. Sure, that was fun.
But the warrants that I served were beforehand. In other words, I would go in and tap your phones, put listening devices in, and shit like that.
Oh, geez.
And so then I got hurt badly. And I can barely walk. There are some days I can't walk. So I'm kind of screwed up. But in the meantime, you know, my son and I, being electronics people, we didn't have internet at our house. So we decided to get it there. And we went through the whole process and realized how stupid easy it was.
Yeah.
And so now we have, you know, roughly 1,800 customers that think it's pretty cool.
That's so awesome.
We're retrenching our areas. We just opened up in Winter Park, Colorado, Fraser, Tabernash, Granby.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that's kind of fun. But yeah, anyways, we're expanding, and we're spending any revenue that we have on keeping that going.
Okay, so you guys would be looking for, you know, some more operational cash to kind of...
Right, and my wife, Chris, is an attorney, so she makes plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not taking anything out of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving, every dime that comes in goes towards expansion. And so what we've done is we've turned around and we've started running fiber optic cable because we can hit everybody. So mm-hmm. we can increase our overall numbers by retrenching the areas that we've already been to and putting fiber in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with fiber, you don't need DirecTV or Dish Network or the phone company or anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So it's the response we've gotten so far is pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds like
86% take rate.
Wow.
I mean, grandma and grandpa that do their email once a week, they don't need fiber.
Yeah.
They need their old little dial-up connection where they turn it on before dinner. They go cook dinner, eat dinner, and they come back and look at a picture of Junior or something. And that's fine.
Right.
That's absolutely fine for them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure... I'll go ahead, sorry.
But that's really not the market we're looking for. And that's not the market that most people want.
Right, definitely. You kind of got to, you know, target that market, you know, specifically for those customers. But I'm sure, you know, that previous job working with the government definitely, you know, gave you a lot of insight with that as well, too.
Well, I was good at the electronics. I didn't like the government. I never liked the government. I still don't.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story right there, huh?
Yeah, it is. But anyway, what we need, and we don't have to have it, we'll do it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be nice if we could kind of propel ourselves forward here a little bit and get some additional cash so we could do it somewhat quicker right now.
Oh, exactly. You know, that's
over the hump, in other words.
Yeah, and, you know, definitely that's, you know, a smart way to use it. We definitely have a lot of clients and, you know, a lot of similar situations where, you know, you can just use that to expand and, you know, almost see the opportunity in that, you know, especially with you guys' growing and, you know, the rate that you guys are, you know, moving at.
Yeah, no, it's very good. We like
Yeah, that. Definitely. What do you guys have planned for, the future for, you know, expansion and whatnot? Are you guys going to open up a new location or...
Yeah, we're going to go down into our southern half of our system to Conifer and Evergreen
mm-hmm.
and start doing fiber deployments down there. Morrison, those areas.
Nice. You're going to expand the that area you guys cover, huh?
Yes. We're already down there, but we do it wirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
We fix ground-based microwave.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna start deploying fiber. Because we have the same problems there. We can only hit a certain number of people.
Right.
Hit them all.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas with fiber, you can hit them all.
Uh-huh, right.
And I like that.
No, I got you. Yeah, that's, you know, definitely a good industry that you guys are in. Sounds like you really found the niche right there, too. What other, you know, avenues have you explored to bring on this capital, too? Have you maybe went to your bank or, you know, applied anywhere else?
You know, I wouldn't go to my bank because people at banks are just people that failed in business, so they're sitting there doing nothing.
Exactly, right?
They're morons.
Yeah, and they take forever.
I don't view banks as much of anything. The last $250,000 that we had for the business, I put in there.
Well, that was just out of pocket?
Anyway. Yeah. But my wife wants me to stop and seek outside sources.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good way to leverage those accounts.
She doesn't want to go through below a certain threshold of our personal.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And if you can use ours instead of yours, you know, definitely a good way to way to use that. Especially if you guys are growing too, and you're going to see the return on this.
Well, we're growing, you know, 200,000 to 250,000 a year. I think that is going to be an exponential number, as you know, as we've got about 10 miles of fiber in. We're currently passing about 600 homes. And we're only doing core fiber. We're going to go back now and start hooking people up.
Yeah.
You know, okay, you want service? Here you go. Here we go. Boom. Because the routers are all in, the boxes are all in. You know, all that stuff's done. We can do that, and we can do the other part in the wintertime.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was just going to ask, too. Do you guys, you know, kind of do all that when the snow hits and when it gets cold out there?
Oh, yeah. Nope, we keep right on going.
I should keep plugging away, right?
Yeah, we have an old van that we use for our fiber splicing, so the guys just get in it. It's warm in there.
Yeah.
We got a generator, heat, all that stuff, so nobody's cold.
Yeah, that's nice, too. Definitely nice. When were you guys looking to, you know, make this happen by, too? What's the, do you have a deadline, or just kind of wanted to get this taken care of since you got that mailer?
No, I got that mailer, and, you know, my son and I have been talking about it. And he said, you know, it would be nice to have some impetus cash to just further this along.
Yeah, definitely.
And keep going. And I said, well, you know, the more core we get in, the better.
Because we
can always retrench and do this other crap.
Right, exactly.
So that's pretty much where we're at.
Perfect. Yeah, well, you know, it's a great thing with us, you know, for that situation, too, because we have a really fast turnaround. So if you guys want to get the ball rolling on this, we can definitely make this happen real fast. Do you guys have any other current loans out right now?
No.
Okay, and go ahead, sorry.
I haven't heard you answer my question about what are your rates.
Right, that's kind of why I've been asking, you know, these other ones to try and, you know, learn some more about the business and, you know, the overall health and whatnot. You know, it sounds like you guys are really growing, your credit's good, sales and revenue are great, and, you know, the projection is definitely high for you guys as well. You know, based off that, it seems like you guys would definitely qualify for some of our better programs, but I can't give you an actual rate without an application and processing that, so.
Unfortunately, I can't deal with you. And I need people to be up front. So, hey,
no, and
you know what? I really appreciate your time, and you know, good luck to you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Look, Andy.